Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Almost 70,000 people moved out of the state in the 12 months up to April of this year. That's the highest level of immigration since 2015. Young people leaving the country was a big issue during the recent general election campaign. And a recent National Youth Council of Ireland study revealed that more than 7 in 10 Irish young people aged between 18 and 24 are considering moving abroad because they think they'd enjoy a better quality of life somewhere else instead of Ireland. Over the next 2 weeks, in the run-up to the Christmas period, we'll speak with some of those people who've chosen a different life abroad. And you can email, if you're listening somewhere abroad now, you can email us at drivetime@rte.ie if you want to share your story. But joining me now is one of those young people, a dub. Ross Beaton is on the line from Abu Dhabi. Ross, you're very welcome.
Good evening, Cormac. How are you getting on?
Not too bad. How are you getting on in Abu Dhabi?
I'm not too bad. Nice and hot. We've just come out of the Formula One weekend, as you probably all saw. So a very busy one. So, yeah.
Thanks for telling us that, Ross. We've come off Storm Dara. That was our weekend.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, a bit different here, let me tell you. A different storm was brewing here. Yeah.
Where are you? And it's not that there's pros and cons everywhere. Where are you exactly? It's Abu Dhabi, but where there and what are you doing?
So I'm in Abu Dhabi, which is the capital of the United Arab Emirates. And most people just assume Dubai when they hear the UAE, or they think Dubai is the country. Mm-hmm. So I'm living just outside the city centre of Abu Dhabi. And a lovely, it's called an island, but it's just like a high rise tower area. And I'm working in an international school out here teaching English for the last going on six years now in February.
Okay, so a fair old time. Why did you go, Ross? Yeah. 6 years ago, 2018, 2019, that's it. So where did you go?
It was before the pandemic even, which was mad in itself. So I had a friend living over here at the time. She's still here, actually, Nicola. And she's like, listen, why don't you come over? I can get you a job, no problem. I had a maternity. I'm a teacher. I had a maternity cover at home. And I fell through it. It ended. And I was kind of, you know, in between different jobs. And I was like, you know what? Why don't I take a risk here, go out with my skills? I was young at the time. And came out, and honestly, haven't looked back since.
It's, really?
As I said, 6 years now later, and yeah.
I've heard of so many teachers move to the UAE. Is it that good, Ross?
It is, and you know what? Like, it is tough as well, and I know there's a lot of people listening that go, oh, you have it handy, and you know, it's an easy life out there, but it is kind of work hard, play hard, you know, if you want to look at it that way. I mean, the availability of jobs is great. It is competitive. It's a lot more competitive than it was, but it's still good. Mm-hmm. You know, you have a tax-free salary. You have a huge amount of career progression. I think that's a key thing for teachers particularly. You can work kind of the ladder much quicker than you can at home. It's a different system because it's private.
Okay.
And then you've just got the lifestyle in general, you know?
But hold on, before we get to the lifestyle, your salary as a teacher is, I mean, you'd be on what, 70-ish or 40-ish to 70-ish in Ireland, right? And I know there are parameters, but approximately. Yeah. And that's taxed, of course. Your salary is tax-free in Abu Dhabi.
It's tax-free, completely in the UAE, yeah. So
you don't know what to do with it.
When you get your salary at the end of the month, that is your salary. And on your pay slip, it's literally just, that's it. There's no tax, there's no deductions, there's no USC, there's no PRSI, there's nothing of that.
So there's a bit of play hard, I'm sure, but there must be savings.
Yes, there is at times. It's better now than it was. But of course, yeah, it's definitely, you know, you can do it. Like, you know, if you're in a relationship, for example, and you can, you know, get your housing allowance, you can save that. So people do save, you know, for weddings, they save for mortgages, they can have families out here. Quite easier, much easier than they can.
Back up the truck for a second. What do you mean about a housing allowance?
So in a lot of jobs, and the majority of jobs, your employer, like my school, for example, will provide you with a housing allowance. So they will give you X amount that's given to you every month or once a year that then basically pays for your rent for the year. So your rent does not come out of your salary, basically.
So it's tax-free and rent-free, almost.
Yes, and if they don't give you an allowance, you are put up in accommodation. And it's a lovely, like, one or two bed apartment. You might have to share with other people. At some point in my previous job, I did share with a couple of friends, but I'm now living on my own. But it's the housing allowance is separate to my salary.
Is it? But if you choose their, let's say, accommodation, if they put you up, it's out in the sticks somewhere, is it?
Not necessarily. In my previous job, I was right in the heart of the city, which is a bit kind of mad. It's a bit chaotic, but work was only across the road. Is great. Some schools are a lot more remote, and if you go further out into the more rural areas of the UAE, into more the desert kind of areas, if you will, the accommodation is a bit more rural. Yes. So it just kind of, you have to do your research, I suppose, and see where you might end up.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's lifestyle like then? What do you do when you have downtime?
Downtime to the weekend could be anything from going to the beach, going to the pool. There's a gym is a big thing over here. Golf is a massive thing as well. We have a huge GAA club here, Abu Dhabi Nafina, which I am involved in. I train a junior girls team, so the Irish community is massive. We have pitches out in just outside the city there, so that's a couple of times a week, and there's tournaments a few times a year up in Dubai and go over to Bahrain and things. So that's one big thing. And then you have all the extra things, like, for example, the Formula One. We had the golf here a few weeks ago. You know, all these kind of events happen every few months and every few weeks. And you just have that kind of to look forward to. But the weather is such a plus. You know, everything is outside. You know, everything is, you know, the beach, the pool, going for a run outside. You never have to look out the window in the morning. You know, I won't wake up tomorrow morning and wonder, is it going to be icy or rainy? You know, it's going to be, yes, it might be cooler, but it's going to be dry and sunny for the day.
Okay.
You know, which is a big help.
So what would bring you home then? There was an awful lot of talk of this, Ross, during the election campaign. We need to bring our young professionals home. What would bring you home from sunny Abu Dhabi, from your tax-free, rent-free job?
It's the million-dollar question that I'm going to get asked at Christmas as well when I'm home.
Yeah,
but
sure.
It's housing is obviously a big thing for young people. You know, it is obviously for me as well. But actually, I find for my profession, my career, it's a bigger thing. Like, I feel like we are, my colleagues, like my Irish colleagues over here, even my, you know, my colleagues from the UK, we're kind of almost being insulted in what we do. You know, like, I'm climbing a ladder here. I'm a middle leader in my school now, which I did after 2 years. I'm building all these skills and skill set that when I go home, I might not be recognized for, you know, financially or even kind of professionally within the job. You have to start back all over again. So for me, that's a big thing that I know kind of the unions have been beating on about for the last kind of couple of years, and just nothing. It's just seemed to be falling on deaf ears, which, you know, is for me a big thing.
I know. So, I know it's a big one, though. It's not all about money, though, is it? Or life isn't even, here's me doing the parental thing. But life isn't about money or even job opportunities. There's connection with family and friends as well. I mean, is that something you miss?
It is hard. And, you know, like, my parents are getting older. I have two grandparents still alive, thank God. And, you know, that is hard. And, you know, you dread a phone call or a text at any time of the week or the year. You know, that is hard. And, you know, friends of mine are getting married, they're having babies, you know, they're kind of, their life is moving maybe in a different direction to mine. So that can be tough, but you do get used to it. And, you know, you're still, social media is great. And, you know, I get home twice a year, which is brilliant as well, if not more. I got home for a wedding earlier on in the year as well.
Yeah, life is good. I mean, so, life is good there for you in terms of work conditions and lifestyle conditions.
Yeah.
But I do know people, like so many people in Ireland, Ross, who have friends or family who have worked. I know people actually who've worked as teachers in Dubai. Mm. And they were there for a great number of years, but they said, I wouldn't settle full time in Dubai. I don't like the difference in between the rich and the poor. The rich are extremely rich, the poor are extremely poor and very marginalized. Is that something that bothers
you? It is. You do see it, yeah. I suppose you see that kind of nearly everywhere in the world. And it, for some families, it is tough. Like, I work with a few families from Ireland and they have kids here, and they do get to a stage now where they're looking at going, right, they're toddlers now at this stage, saying, do I want to raise my children here, you know, or do I want to go back to Ireland and have that quality of life, be with their family, friends, the culture? You know, I mean, the Emirati culture is amazing here. It's so unique. But if you have a child or you have, you know, family here, is that what you want to see? And then, you know, there is obviously criticism of, you know, how, as you said, the marginalized maybe or are kind of treated here, and that can be difficult. But we kind of look at it here with my friends. We have this conversation all the time. You could go anywhere in the world. You know, I have friends in Australia as well, and, you know, there's poverty there, and there's, you know, there's inequity there as well. So it's not just independent of one place,
yeah,
I suppose.
Yeah. And we're going to talk to more people like you, Ross, who have decided to leave Ireland for one reason or another. And you chose Abu Dhabi because of work and because you knew people there and because of the lifestyle and so on. We got a text from a listener, or maybe a WhatsApp from a listener. He says, I'm a doctor living in Vancouver in Canada. My husband is Canadian and also a doctor, though he went to UCC for medical school. We have four kids, 10, 8, 6 and 4, born here in Vancouver. I'd love to come to Ireland, but I left because of opportunities and now my children have so many. I'd worry that I'd move home and then my kids would all leave for abroad and the opportunities they can avail of in places like North America. And that's a conundrum as well. For you to come home only for your children, in this case, to leave for opportunities. But if you did have, I don't know if you plan on this or what stage you're at, Ross, I don't think if you have children that they can get full Emirati citizenship there.
No, the criteria is quite intense, even for like myself. The highest level you can get to would be what they call like a golden visa, that you get this kind of almost permanent visa, I suppose, something along that lines. But no, if you want to become a citizen, you have to, you know, become a Muslim, and you have to, there's all this criteria, you know, that you have to follow. And so, you know, it would never get to the stage like, for example, Canada or the US or, you know, or Australia, unless you really wanted to pursue it. And obviously, if you fell in love, maybe, you know, in that case. So that wouldn't, yeah, that's not an option really, but...
Come
that
here.
Wouldn't deter people from staying here any longer, I suppose. Yeah.
Were you following the election campaign, Ross, while you were there?
I was, yeah. I was watching it last week here just to see how things got on. I'm kind of semi-interested in politics anyway. I like to know what's going on in the news at home. So I was following it, yes. Yeah.
Okay. And did anything you heard, I mean, there were an awful lot of promises, but of all the things you heard in terms of the manifestos and the promises, did anything speak to you?
To be honest, no, not really. There was nothing that jumped out. There was nothing in terms of like, I mean, the housing or promises, I'm not even going to call them promises, I suppose. I mean, aren't they kind of wishes at this stage? The education was kind of flawed as well. I didn't see anything there that was kind of jumping out at me. I mean, I know special ed and inclusion is a big thing these days as well, as opposed to the mainstream. But I mean, the teacher shortages is the only thing I was hearing, was that, you know, we need to get people home, we need to get teachers home, we need more teachers. Mm-hmm. But I don't know, see how they're doing that, you know, and I wasn't seeing anything that was going to entice me back anyway. I'm not on a career break at home either, so I don't have that pressure as such,
okay.
You know.
Well, look, the box room is waiting for you if you do come home, Ross. And I say that in jest, but knowing it's a reality as well, it's for so many
it's
people.
It's very true.
Which is, I mean, yeah. I think we read a text earlier on, that's part of the push. Factor that that is pushing people, sadly, some of our best minds from leaving Ireland at the moment. Anyway, look, I think you'll be at home at Christmas, will you?
Yeah, I'll be home as of 5 or 6 days' time now. I'm getting on the plane. We finished the term here on Friday. So it's straight home, back to the box room, as you said, and Christmas with family and friends, which I'm very looking forward to. A nice break.
Well, you can't beat it. Well, look, thanks a million for talking to us, Ross. I really appreciate it, telling us your story from Abu Dhabi. One of the greats from Abu Dhabi, I'm sure. Look, we'll have a great Christmas and thanks for talking to us. That's Dubliner Ross Beaton in Abu Dhabi. And we'd love to hear from you as well. If you or someone you know is currently living abroad and would like to share your story, please email the programme drivetime@rte.ie and we can see what we can do about bringing our young folk home.